And good afternoon. I'm Content Development Director Karen Trico-Stewart, and this is Public Radio's Fall Fun Drive. We couldn't keep KUAR and our sister station, KLRE Classical 90.5, going without support from listeners like you. And we don't say that just to be dramatic or incite fear. It really is true. You can go online at KUAR.org to make a donation there or call 501-569-8485. You know, when we're talking to our listeners, they often tell us how they appreciate the compelling news coverage during All Things Considered. And one question we also frequently get is, where does the music you play between stories and during your local programs come from? Well, here on the local level, we often feature Arkansas bands in shows like Arts and Letters because we want to support this community. So this afternoon, we hope you'll enjoy this music feature put together by the host of Arts and Letters, J. Bradley Minnick. He recently talked to the Little Rock-based band, the Ahas.
Spent the last 10 days getting out of my head. Oh, oh. At least the last 2 hours getting out of my bed. Oh, oh, I never said it was so fine. I never asked it to be mine, but I guess it's just a little less sleeping at night. My mind is just a creeping away.
Zach Hunter, Zach Hale, Yahas.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, you guys are amazing. I mean, it's funny because we've been listening to you for years, and I just love it. So, and thank you for playing at KUAR today.
Of course. You were early adopters.
We were. Tell us about Creepin' Away.
Funny enough, we had been talking about starting this project. It didn't have a name at the time. It became the Ahas. But we had been saying for probably almost a year that we were going to get together and play in a band. All of us knew each other. And so the night before we were set to have our first practice, I said, I don't have a song written to bring to the group. So I grabbed a guitar and I just kind of dumped a song out of me.
I spent the last 10 days getting out of my bed. Oh, oh. At least the last 2 hours getting out of my head. Oh, oh.
And that was it.
Could you give us some of the lyrics?
I never said it was so fine. I never asked it to be mine, but I guess.
I never asked it to be mine. It's pretty ambiguous. It could be your head or your bed.
Zach Hale, you are in law school and at the Clinton School. Does public policy inform any of the songs or the way you think about writing them?
Oh, absolutely. I battle with that a lot. Battle is a pretty intense word, but I think that in our day and age, you can't be socially aware and not have it filter through. So I try to keep my songwriting light, but I definitely deal with isolation, mental health, anxiety, or just kind of frustration with the world.
Who is that guy? How did he sneak into her life? He's not her style.
So policy is a formal way of dealing with that at a public level, and I think that music helps people deal with it at a private level.
I grew up in the 80s. And what I love is it's kind of a millennial 80s throwback, forward-thinking band. I don't know. It's just, these songs are so catchy and fun.
Long distance is like 1,000 miles away. And that's a long distance. But I think that's how it'll stay.
What do you think is the appeal?
I can only speak for me, but I feel like we're all kind of in that same boat, like kind of a love for a lot of pop music and just the things that all of us have listened to. Over the years, like, naturally filters through. So if it's, you know, Buddy Holly, Ramones.
When it boils down to it, one of the reasons the Ramones, what they were turning on its head was pop music, right? And so they were, it was their take on it, and this is our take on it.
And they were back to basics.
And we love that. We love simplicity, and we love kind of a visceral feel. You know, our favorite thing is to see people in the audience just kind of moving. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't write very heady intellectual stuff usually, so people aren't sitting there scratching their heads. They're usually shaking their hips.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
We love KUAR. Thank you.
And I had one too many, too many.
And we hope you're ready to go as well, with your donation, that is. I'm not sure that song was written about donating to public radio, but we're sure going to pretend it is. Thanks again to the Ahas from Little Rock for stopping by our studios to record that. And if you like news, music, and cultural programming, please go online at KUAR.org to make a donation there, or call 501-569-8485. If you can hear me right now, that means you're listening, and I want to hear from you. KUAR.org or 501-569-8485. Thank you so much.